This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nairobi fired live ammunition outside Kenya's parliament on Tuesday afternoon after tear gas and rubber bullets failed to disperse the thousands who had gathered to protest tax hikes, and news reports say at least five people were killed. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief Mariam Ajalo has this story.
One protester told VOA he disagrees with what the government is trying to do and had to be there to make his voice heard.
We are protesting against government impunity. You see that the finance bill is something that is not going to make us Kenyans live at peace. And you see that we've tried to talk to the government, but they're forcing it down our throat.
Some lawmakers fled the parliament complex as hundreds of protesters broke through police barricades and rushed inside to become law. Mariam Ajalo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Meanwhile, Kenyan police arrived in violence-ravaged Haiti on Tuesday on a long-awaited mission to help wrest the Caribbean nation from powerful gangs, just as Nairobi saw its own deadly turmoil during mass protests. Wearing camouflage uniforms, helmets, and rifles, about 200 officers descended from a Kenya Airways plane on the tarmac in the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince. More are expected on Thursday. The threat of famine continues across the Gaza Strip as long as the war continues and humanitarian access remains restricted. Despite some more aid arriving in northern areas, a global hunger monitor said on Tuesday.
In the southern governance, the situation deteriorated following the renewal of hostilities in early May. A high and sustained risk of famine persists.
Maximo Torrio, chief economist of the Food and Agricultural Organization.